Thank you very much for joining us for our third quarter earnings report out of your busy schedule. I also would like to take this opportunity to thank you for your day-to-day support for the companies in our group. Let me now go into the overview of the results of the third quarter. First, on the consolidated financial performance in the third quarter of fiscal year 2009, operating revenues were 90.825 billion yen, down 10.2%, and operating income 4.174 billion yen, down 18.9%. Although the numbers fell, there are special reasons behind this decline. Firstly, we provided 1.1 billion yen in allowance for doubtful accounts at SBI Equal Credit, making SBI Securities a wholly owned subsidiary, among others, resulted in an increase of amortization of goodwill by 1.7 billion yen. Ordinary income was 2.250 billion yen, up 30%, and net income turned positive to 1.486 billion yen. When you look at just those numbers, you may think that they are not so impressive, but when I looked at these numbers and analyzed what was behind them, I realized that the performance of this quarter represents a real turning point for our group. Following the Lehman shock, a serious financial crisis broke out on a worldwide scale. But it seems that we have managed to come out of that crisis. Why do I think so? I always focus on EBITDA as the most important indicator of how any given company performs. EBITDA, as you know, stands for earnings before interest, taxes, depreciation, and amortization, which indicates a company's cash flow or cash position. Simply put, it is derived by adding operating income, depreciation cost, and goodwill amortization cost. In terms of this index, we saw an increase of 5.9% in this third quarter. We always keep an eye on this EBITDA when the value of a company is to be determined, or when a company is acquired by one of its peer companies, for instance, we look at EBITDA, how it has changed before and after the acquisition. Well, we would say the EBITDA in the overall industry is such and such. In that sense, the fact that this important index has turned upward means, in my view, that the worst period is now behind us. In this slide of highlights of the consolidated financial performance, the second bullet point says that the reorganization that has been carried out since 2008 to further enhance the management efficiency has now run its course, and preparing the environment to be ready for further growth in the future is now complete. In response to the unusual situation, we actually have been engaged in a variety of initiatives in 2008 and 2009. Under the name of reorganization, aimed at how to streamline the organization, we have done many different things. One example is making SBI Securities, the biggest cash cow for our group, a wholly owned subsidiary, which turned out to be positive to SBI Securities itself, and an indispensable move for us, SBI Holdings Group, in retrospect. As for SBI futures, the commodity futures trading was devastated so badly that we figured it would be pointless to carry on with this business in Japan any longer, and discontinued the commodity brokerage trading business and made the company a wholly owned subsidiary through stock swap on August 1st, 2009. SBI Card Processing, which had been a drag on the group's performance, has been divested to Silver Lake Access Limited. E-Trade Korea had been performing well, but even before the Lehman shock, in fact, from around the BNP Paribas shock, I was suspecting something was wrong with this company. And I recalled what had happened to the Korean economy back in 1998 when the Asian currency crisis occurred. Since the Korean economy is small in scale, it is quite volatile. In fact, its economy is about the same size as that of Kyushu. You could say if Samsung fails, everybody else could fail. Therefore, I decided to divest E-Trade Korea and went ahead with selling all the shares we owned. We were able to sell it with a return of about 51%. We started from scratch in this business and made it go public and finally sold it with a positive return, which was satisfactory for us. The proceeds we obtained from this deal went a long way in responding to the financial crisis that followed. We also transferred to Living Corporation part of the lifestyle network business and real estate related businesses, both of which our group used to have. And then the company changed its name to SBI Life Living, which is expected to turn into profitability by the end of this fiscal year. It is not necessarily the latest financial crisis that affected SBI Equal Credit. Prior to that, the so-called gray zone interest rate, which existed because of the inconsistency between capital subscription law and interest rate restriction law, was ruled illegal by the nation's Supreme Court, and the decision was applied retrospectively, putting all players in the consumer finance business into extreme difficulty. Even now, there are rumors as to what could happen to Takefuji. Under such circumstances, the appropriate measures were taken, and we decided to withdraw from this business and turn this into personal loan business provided within the revolving facility of the SBI Sumishin Net Bank. And we basically suspended the loan business in this company and merged it into the SBI card to seek improvement in efficiency. We also sold a majority stake in Intextra to Nihon Unisys, with us still holding on to 45%, realizing partial sale of the company. Furthermore, eGolf was turned into profitability. The list goes on. We did so many things that we cannot mention all here. As a result, we are now ready to move forward. There are still several businesses that are putting a brake on the group's entire performance, but we will sort them out and streamline some if needed, as soon as possible. Now, as for the quarterly operating income by segment, we're doing okay in the asset management and brokerage investments, but posted losses in financial services because, as I said, SBI Equal Credit has accounted for the last portion of the provision for doubtful accounts worth 465 million yen. In financial services, SBI Sumishin Net Bank has turned profitable, and SBI Insurance is more or less at the break-even point. Given those circumstances, we did what needed to be done in this segment already. The housing and real estate also turned into profitability. System Solution is expected to make a substantial recovery in this fourth quarter. For the full year, this segment will be still in the red, but in the first quarter of the next fiscal year, we expect it to turn into black. Given those circumstances, we're now at the stage where we can declare that we hit the rock bottom in all our businesses. We have worked hard in this turmoil to reduce the SG&A expenses. When we compare the result from the Q3 of the year ending March 2010 to a year before, we can see as much as 650 million yen was shaved off of the expenses. So in that sense, we reduced expenses in many different ways. SBI Securities became our wholly owned subsidiary in August 2008, and the goodwill needs to be continuously amortized going forward. Combined with the depreciation of fixed assets, we posted amortization and depreciation expenses of as much as 7.679 billion yen. This shows the corporate bonds that were redeemed since April 2008, with the total amount reaching 107.42 billion yen. On the other hand, we used Euro MTN program, and the outstanding balance of those issued stands at 80 billion yen, including the 10 billion issued on January 26. I'm very glad that we chose to use the MTN program, especially for the purpose of funding working capital. The situation being such, very few companies were interested in this program, but we used it to have agile financing capability, as this program allows us to raise about 10 billion yen for SBI Securities in almost one day. Obviously, the procurement was facilitated because we are paying 1.9% or so per annum in interest. But we do not find it so expensive, and yet we can increase or reduce the amount quite flexibly. Therefore, I think it was the right decision for us. The equity ratio was 29.9%, and if we exclude the impact of accounting practice specific to securities companies, where the assets and liabilities for margin trade customers are accounted for on our balance sheet, the effective ratio was maintained at 46.2%, indicating that we are in an extremely financially sound position. Moving on to the summary of major business segments. In asset management business, operating revenues were 15 billion yen, up 19% year-on-year, and operating income was 2.5 billion yen, up 24% from the year before. The environment in the quarter was still challenging. The number of IPOs in Japan in the third quarter was mere 13, which was extremely low even when compared to the third quarter last year when we saw 28 IPOs. Now, the total number of IPOs in the fiscal year 2008 was only 34, while in fiscal year 2007 we still had as many as 99. You can see how severe the headwind is for the venture capital industry. JAFCO came out with earnings report this morning saying it posted 12.4 billion yen in operating revenues, down 31%, operating loss of 2.4 billion yen, and net loss of 1.1 billion yen. Therefore, while JAFCO is still struggling, we saw operating revenues of 15 billion yen and operating income of 2.5 billion yen, an increase of 18.9% and 24.2% respectively, contributing steady profits. We could have realized more profits if we wanted to. There are unrealized profits in our investments in Chinese equities, currently amounting to a little less than 5 billion yen. Our holdings in Chinese equities go up and down in valuation depending on the market, reaching at one point 5.7 or 5.8 or even 6 billion yen in upside when the market was doing very well. But what prevented us from selling them was the appreciation of the yen, as we figured it would be better to wait for the moment. As for the market, China achieved an 8.7% growth in real GDP in 2009, and for this fiscal year, it will probably grow by 10-11%. Just about everybody would agree that this is the kind of growth in real GDP China will accomplish. It is true that China is expected to be the first country to take the exit strategy, as its reserve requirement ratio has been already raised and banks are curbing lending at their branches. Having said that, however, even if they try to put a brake on the lending activities, there is still 98.25 trillion yen in outstanding balance in loans in that country, which means that the loans extended were more than double the total loaned in 2008, compared to 2009, when it was about 9.6 trillion yuan. If my memory serves, the current balance of 7.5 trillion yuan is smaller, and this will further be reduced. But I do not think China will suddenly turn to tightening its monetary policy. I have had the opportunities to talk to high-ranking officials in China, and I would say they are trying to prevent bubbles by having a wise control over the economy, such as imposing restrictions on the real estate market, raising reserve requirement ratio, and other monetary policy-like initiatives. These will have negative impacts on the market, to some extent temporarily, but on balance, I am not so bearish about the market. And corporate earnings are steadily growing, therefore I'm not so worried about the Chinese market. Timing-wise, my estimate is that they will revalue renminbi by about 10% in autumn this year. If that happens, renminbi will rise in value, and the cash we will get in US dollars will inflate. But of course, we need to consider how the yen is performing against the dollar at that timing in making decisions to sell those equities. So it will be a very difficult decision to make. The number of IPOs is shown here, or more precisely, I should say the number of exits, as the numbers include M&As. In the year ending March 2009, there was none on a full year basis, but in the year ending March 2010, there are 8 for the first 3 quarters, with details shown at the bottom half of this slide. There are a number of deals overseas included. Exactly because we had those overseas investments and M&As, we managed to stay profitable. Lock-up periods differ from deal to deal, but considering those deals, I think it is fair to say that we have hit the bottoms already. As I said, we still had 4.4 billion yen in unrealized profits as of January 26, while we collected 7.2 billion yen already by selling various companies. We made investments of 5 billion yen and made a return of 7.2 billion yen with another 4.4 billion held in unrealized profits. And in addition, there are several other companies in the portfolio that have yet to produce even unrealized profits but have potential to do so. That's how we are in New Horizon Fund number 1. We figured we would invest aggressively in the year ending March 2010 when valuations are low, and invested in a total of 118 companies between April and December, of which 56 were invested in during the 3 months from October to December alone, with the amount of 14.454 billion yen. If you compare our new investments to JAFCO's, JAFCO invested only 1.9 billion yen in 17 companies. Whether or not we spend money now will make a world of difference in performance later in 2010, 2011, and 2012. Our new investments in the full previous fiscal year totaled 95.1 billion yen, and another 45.6 billion yen was invested by the third quarter this year. This will make our future potential completely different from that of JAFCO. Assets under management of SBIH Group amounted to 543.7 billion yen, of which 268.5 billion yen was for private equity. Our forecast for IPOs and M&A deals this fiscal year is shown in this slide. In the fourth quarter, we expect 4 more exit deals, which will bring us to a total of 12 exits for the full fiscal year. The deals already finalized are shown here for January 18th and March 3rd, and another 2 IPOs are scheduled. In brokerage and investment banking business, in the first 3 quarters of the year ending March 2010, operating revenues were 38.2 billion yen, up 1% year-on-year, and operating income 7.8 billion yen, up 60% year-on-year, indicating that this business segment is not doing bad. I said the performance was not so bad because the trading value fell substantially between October and December. December was slightly better than November, but the value declined in September, October, and November. Compared to July-September period, October-December period decreased by as much as 20%. With this much decline, it was very hard to make profits. However, against this challenging environment, although net operating revenues decreased by 2.4% on a consolidated basis, we managed to grow both operating income and ordinary income by more than 25% respectively. Net income dropped by 36.2%, but the 9.337 billion yen in net income posted in the first 3 quarters in the year ending March 2009 included 9.9 billion yen posted in second quarter in extraordinary profits derived from gain on sale of equities of E-Trade. That led to the drop in the net income year-on-year, but if we exclude the E-Trade factor, this is how we performed. When you exclude the revenues and gain on sale of E-Trade Korea and compare apple to apple to a year before, we're better both in revenues and profits than the third quarter in fiscal year 2008. Now let's take a look at the performance on non-consolidated basis. The gain on the sale was still included because as much as 14.2 billion yen in extraordinary gain was posted. Therefore, net income was down 48.8% from the previous year. However, if we subtract the extraordinary gain of 14.2 billion yen from the cumulative figure for the first three quarters in fiscal year 2008, this year's results would have posted 86.2% growth in net income. I said the performance was not bad, but actually, I would say we did pretty well for the environment that we were in, where trading value decreased by 20% in October to December from July to September period. So we showed you consolidated performance, but on non-consolidated basis, SBI Securities grew 2.6% in operating revenues and 45% in operating income, while Rakuten saw a decline of 3.3% in operating revenues and increase of 16.8% in operating income. Monex, who came out with earnings today, said that their operating revenues dropped 16% and operating income 17.2%. Kabu.com posted declines of 11.7% and 21.6% respectively. Matsui fell by 11.8% in operating revenues and grew 3.7% in operating income. In any case, it is fair to say that we are overwhelmingly superior, both in scale and growth rate. What about customer accounts? We have been steadily growing the number of accounts, topping 2 million. Furthermore, when you look at the attributes of our customers, the questionnaire survey conducted of our customers who opened their accounts with us between April and September 2009 tell us that a little less than 32% said they have previous experiences of stock investments, while those who do not represent as much as 68.1%. So many of those with no experience in equity investments decided to sign up. In terms of age groups, those under 30 account for 10.5%, those in their 30s, 33.2%, those in their 40s, 24.6%. Indicating substantial share is represented by those under 50. This is a welcome trend for us, because when you look ahead into the next 5, 10, or 20 years, those who are wealthy now may have their assets inherited by their sons and daughters. In other words, there will be transfer of assets from one generation to another. Moreover, even without such inherited fortunes, those younger generations will see their income grow as they become older and climb up the career ladder. Therefore, as long as those customers stay with us, they should bring about more profits to us. By gender, male customers are predominant with 73.6%. One of our major challenges can be how to increase female customers. New accounts acquired for the past year was 184,636. Compared to Rakuten and Monex, you can see how much more we obtained. Stock brokerage trading value did drop by 17.7% for SBI Securities on non-consolidated basis, but commission fees declined only by 8.5%. This is part of the factors behind the high profitability that was maintained. This shows comparison of basis, which is derived by dividing brokerage commissions by brokerage trading value. We grew slightly to 3.6, and Rakuten increased slightly to 5.3, and Monex saw a surge to 11.9. Kabu.com and Matsui dropped slightly. But as far as seen from the basis, Matsui's commission is by far the higher. This is why they cannot see the number of customer accounts grow. Here, we compare stock brokerage trading value among major securities companies. Our share was 10.3%, which is a slight drop from the 10.4% in the previous quarter. It really depends on how Nomura's performance will be when it reports its earnings. It is true that during this period, the trading value overseas was increasing. However, aside from the overall picture, the share of major online securities companies combined in retail stock brokerage trading value slightly increased. The chart on the left shows cumulative numbers, and the one on the right shows changes from quarter to quarter. The share dropped slightly before it went up again in the third quarter. Therefore, Nomura may have lost some share, or even if Nomura's share remained the same, the trading value did decline, so we may be still staying ahead of them. In any case, in terms of the share in cumulative terms, we have 35.5%, way ahead of second-largest Rakuten at 14.5%. This slide shows the market share of retail margin trading value, where we have a slightly less than 40% share, and Rakuten 16.5%. Again, there is a wide gap between the two. There was a surge since October in the inflow of stock from investors sensitive to commission fees. The daily average value of inflow of stocks jumped 2.6-fold from the second to third quarter, with 936 million yen worth of inflow seen in the third quarter. This is due to Joinvest Securities, who on November 23rd last year merged with Nomura Holdings. This has triggered a steady flow of customers of Joinvest to switch to SBI. Here you can see consolidated underwriting, offering, and selling commissions rose significantly. Particularly noteworthy is the commission fees on sale of investment trusts. I think SBI Fund Bank has contributed to this, as it became a member of SBI Group and helped revitalize the investment trust market. I suspect this may be one of the driving forces behind this. Revenues from investment trusts have risen by 14.9%. Consolidated trading gain is predominantly foreign exchange related revenues and grew a hopping 227.1%. Though the stock brokerage trading value shrank, that forex-related trades increased significantly, more than offsetting the gap in the stock trading value. As a result of this surge in trading gain, the share of commission fees in operating revenues of SBI Securities fell to 43.5%, while in all the other online securities companies, the share is more than 50%. In Matsui, it is as much as 66.1%. Our share has shrank to 43.5%, but in Nomura, it is only 11.8%. Therefore, we will still need to try our best to change the share and make it closer to that of so-called major securities firms. SBI Liquidity Market started its operation in November 2008, which is responsible for the forex business. This company provides over-the-counter market, where there are what we call counterparties, Japanese and non-Japanese banks who provide rates. In this fiscal year, five new players have joined the network. They are Mizuho, HSBC, Calion, Bank of America, and Credit Suisse. Those are the parties that provide rates. On the other hand, as a party to place buying and selling orders, SBI's Mishin Net Bank has signed up.
The trading value of the four large net securities was 4,246.2 billion yen. There was a slight decline, but now it is recovering again. And the contribution of income of SBI Liquidity to the holdings was 8.15 billion yen in terms of revenue figure, and also SBI Liquidity's operating income was 2.45 billion yen. This company is now a very profitable company. It was established on November 17th, 2008. So in a very short period of time, the company became a very profitable company. And the contribution to SBI Securities, though we already covered the whole numbers here, and the company's trading profit and loss, and you could see the contribution level of the company. And now the banks are in the picture, and we are sure that this company will contribute to the income of the bank as well. Next, SBI Japan Next Securities. It started its operation on August 27th, 07. The other day, I was watching the NHK NHK TV program and reported that the other trading value of the domestic PTS in 2009 was close to 3 trillion yen. I think it's just the question of time. PTS will be much larger than JASDAQ. In this PTS market, we have a dominant position. This red bar shows Capcom, which had been in the market long before we entered the market, and we outpaced them very quickly. Already in October 2009, we reached 199.7 billion yen, and also we reached 15.6 billion yen on October 1st. It's a record high figure. On the same day, for 70% of Nikkei 225, Japan Next PTS showed better or more competitive prices than the exchange market. When they place orders, institutional investors will certainly look at which will be the execution of the trading. The Japanese institutional investors have been more focused on the research. But the Japanese approach will be much closer to the American style or approach. In other words, there are two portions, research and trading. That's what I think. I think it's just a question of time. The good trading execution is a must to boost the value of trading, and that is the era that Japan is entering. We have a great deal of expectation for Arrowhead. Due to some preparatory work, our volume decreased temporarily in November and December, but after some preparatory work, we can expect an increasing number of securities firms. For example, on December 16th, there was a Reuters news report. The PTS is now looking at the big business chance. The Arrowhead new system introduced on January 4th will certainly accelerate the speed of the trading in the Tokyo Stock Exchange, and it will invigorate the arbitrage trading between the two markets. And then that will increase liquidity, which is the key for the further development and further volume. The Tokyo Stock Exchange and PTS offer different prices for the same names. So theoretically, it was already possible to do arbitrage trading, but because of some differences in process time between the two markets, it was actually difficult to execute arbitrage tradings. But with the advent of Arrowhead, there will be no difference in the process speed. In the United States, the system's development increased trading volume. I believe that will happen also in Japan. That's why I have a great deal of expectation for the introduction of Arrowhead. Therefore, we will see more and more PTSs in the Japanese market, and they will engage in very severe competition, and we are entering into such age. Of course, such trend will benefit investors. Better trading execution will benefit investors, and better arbitrage trading will certainly benefit investors. And those who cannot catch up with such systems development, they will see their trading volume decrease. Hard time for some players. I'm wondering what Osaka Stock Exchange, for example, will do. The number of participants in Japan Next is increasing. In the daytime trading, in other words, from 8:20 a.m. to 4:30 p.m., we will have four European firms, two Japanese firms, and one Australian firm. And in the daytime, in addition to daytime, in the nighttime, we will have one additional European firm. And that will increase the volume and the volume of trading even more. Now, financial service business. The sales revenue, 18.1 billion yen. Operating income, 100 million yen. While the sales revenue increased by 8%, our operating income reduced by 95%. There are several reasons. Main reason is the new business. The new business recorded 1.1 billion yen of negative. the operating income. The breakdown is as follows: minus 700 million for card business and minus 200 million for card processing. We already sold this business. And minus 200 million for MetLife. Even with 113 article deferred tax asset, we ended up with this negative number. As to our card business, it failed miserably, but we are committed to turning it around, and for that purpose, we are developing various strategies, and I will touch upon them later on. Now, here is the performance of our listed subsidiary, and it is as shown: Morningstar, Gomez Consulting, SBI Veritrans. They are improving their businesses. For example, Morningstar, the environment is still bad. But as you know, the customers of Morningstar are institutional investors and securities firms. And those companies and firms are decreasing their expenses, so they do not give orders very easily. Still, when you compare the third quarter over the same period of last year, we could see a strong improvement, 172.8% improvement in ordinary income. And now they are coming out the worst situation. Gomez Consulting, it turned around, and SBI Veritrans is actually the best pupil. They achieved their goals in a very steady manner, increasing both revenues and income by 10% or in its order. And their profit margin exceeds 20%. So they are really a wonderful pupil student. Now, the marketplace business. First, the InsWeb is a website for insurance quotation, and eLoan is a website for comparing loan products. The number of their deals has increased as much as 8.7%. Why? Well, newly established e-Design Insurance participated in this picture, and that was a strong contribution factor. And on the eLoan side as well, we will have many better products, both for life and non-life, and that will certainly benefit our business. On the eLoan side, well, I have to say that the consumer credit companies are having some difficult time. Their business is shrinking, but things are getting better. Next, I'd like to touch upon the new business progress. I'll start with SBI Sumishin Net Bank. As of the end of December 2009, the number of accounts was 637,795. So we could achieve the goal 2 years earlier than the plan. And currently, as of January 25, the number is 668,124. As to value of deposit, as of January 25, it is 984.7 billion yen. Originally, we targeted at 700 billion yen as of the end of March 2010. So we could achieve the target 8 months earlier than the plan. As to deposit value, it took us only 827 days to exceed 900 billion yen mark. It took Sony Bank more than 2,300 days. And the e-Bank established in 2001, Japannet in 2000, and Sony Bank in 2001, while SBI Sumishin was in September 2007. And the outstanding value of deposit of e-Bank is about 700 billion, Japannet 435 billion. We have already outpaced those performances, and we will soon outpace Sony very soon, and we are in shooting range. Now, the development of the number of accounts. The end of December 2008 being 1, SBI Sumishin is 1.91, while Sony 1.1. That's why I'm saying that the WIB will soon outpace even Sony. As to the deposit value, the SBI Sumishin was 1.65, while Sony 1.08. Now, I'd like to show you some customer satisfaction ranking. Now we are improved to number 2 from number 6. This is according to the survey conducted by Nikkei in 3 largest metropolitan areas. The result was published in Nikkei Veritas. We are ranked number 2. Asset management is the key for the success as deposit value is increasing. But it's easy to accumulate deposit when interest rate rises, when there is government guarantee for 10 million yen. So more importantly, we need to think about how effectively we can use the amount of deposit. Invest everything in JGB would be a stupid act. Once the interest rate starts to go up, what would you do? We need to have many investment options. I've been saying this for a long time, proposing many ideas. That's why we are managing assets in many ways. Ordinary income in the third quarter of SBI Sumishin was 481 million. Actually, it's been announced right now at a different venue. Three quarters total was 1.78 billion yen. So, when the fourth quarter ends, we will be reaching or even exceeding 2 billion yen line. For the fiscal year ending in March 2009, net loss is 3.6 billion 99 million yen, or ordinary loss is 3.6 billion 87 million yen. Under the equity method, the half of it, so 1.8 billion 49 million is to be booked in SBI Holdings. But now the bank is producing profit. It will have a huge positive impact on the holdings, giving us more confidence for further growth. Our original target was to generate about 5 billion yen of net profit as of March 2012, removing accumulated losses. This target was presented to FSA. And I've been saying to my people to achieve this target as well at an accelerated manner. We would like to achieve 5 billion, 10 billion, and so on as soon as possible. Now, we need to turn around SBI Insurance, our non-life operation, as soon as possible. For this purpose, we have been taking various measures which are progressing smoothly. One of the measures for their steady growth came from InSwap in our group. Of course, there is a firewall between the two entities. It is not that the InSwap is leading their customers to the SBI Insurance. There is a very firm firewall. Even so, the strengths of the group is now working very nicely, growing the group companies. So the many customers of InSwap are joining our insurance business as well. Actually, 60% of the customers through InSwap insurance quotation site. And as agent site, we have many group companies such as SBI Securities, SBI Sumishin, and other group companies. This is what I call group synergy or group intercompany synergy. A customer satisfied with one group company will certainly be interested in doing business with another group company. In less than 2 years, the number of contracts exceeded 100,000 as of October end 2009. So, cumulative number of contracts for three quarters, namely from April through December 2009, was 2.0 times that of the same period the previous year. Premium income for three quarters was about 3.1 billion or 3.7 times larger than the same period of the previous year. Next, SBI AXA Life Insurance. Honestly, we are struggling here. Its sales still stands at 1,000 per month level. Recently, I feel that the life products are not really suitable for the sale on the net. It really happens that a policyholder who is very loyal to the same company, say Nippon Life, for 10 years, switches to other company. It really, really happens. The switching cost is very high. You might say that you should have known that from the very beginning, but you would never learn it in the real sense of the meaning until you do it. We are still searching a better way to do our life insurance business. Well, having said that, 1,000 policies per month is already better than some direct life companies. For example, Chubu is selling only 666 per month, and Sompo Japan DIY Life 431 policies. But automobile policies are renewed every year, so switching is much easier than life products. The cost is lower here. In that sense, life operation requires much more energy than non-life operation. So far, I have such impression. Now, I'd like to move on to housing and real estate business. We incurred about negative 200 million yen as ordinary income, and the other revenue, 20 billion yen, or 38% decrease. But it's cumulative, the basis that we can expect the turnaround. For example, the third quarter operating income was 400 million yen, and we target at turning around the whole year against 32.2 billion yen of real estate inventory asset. For the current fiscal year, we booked the 300 million yen for appraisal losses. So loss disposal seems to be coming to its end. And when you look at Tokyo Stock Exchange REIT Index, you can say the market is recovering to the level which is about 11% better than the level of December end 2008. It is SBI Mortgage which is making many advancements nowadays. We have number one share in Flat 35 as of December 09. Flat 35 is provided by the Japan Housing Finance Agency or Old Housing Loan Corporation. It is long-term fixed rate loan. All the mega banks are included in the total of 339 financial institutions players in the Flat 35 market. But with the share of 20.53%, we are ranked number one. And of course, the housing housing loan market is the driver for the Japanese economy. So the current government is now saying that they are going to review some government measures, but they will never touch this housing loan market. Because if they do, then they cannot make the 1% of the GDP, never. And up until the voice for raising consumption tax is larger, this market will remain safe. Now I'd like to move on to the outline of future business policies. On January 4th, I shared the physiognomy of the year as I do every year. This is the year of Goshin or the year of Tiger. Based on the physiognomy, here is my message to the people of SBI Group at the beginning of the year, from which we develop specific strategies and tactics. So this is kind of a fortune-telling based on the Chinese literature. And here is the specific message that we sent. Let me read. By the way, you can always access our homepage for the details of the physiognomy of this year. Number one, all the officers and employees with humble thoughts about things surrounding them judge and handle matters with calm without being puzzled too much by various changes. In other words, though we look back to the spirit of the group's founders, make it our own and make judgments with clarity. When many things happen, we tend to get disturbed and sometimes we forget about the spirit of the founders and make judgments, and that will certainly lead us to making mistakes. Number two, each company and each layer of the group cooperates with each other in order to greatly increase synergy effect. Number three, leaders of each group company should remember the following phrase from the Chinese Ekkyo literature. A great man changes like a tiger. A noble man changes like a leopard. The second half of the phrase is famous and cited often, but sometimes with misunderstanding and with bad meanings. When a leopard casts off its old fur, it gains the most beautiful, vivid colored fur. The gist here is that all the officers and employees must put their thoughts, beliefs, and actions in clarity so that their subordinates can move on with a single vector. When the leaders change constantly, then the subordinates cannot follow them. The vector should be just one single one. And number four, everyone of the group should be courageous enough to enter the tiger's den, as well as watch patiently to this era of Asia to grasp profit opportunity as a tiger waits its prey on alert. Well, here I talked about Asia, but I think the United States is very interesting. Because in the United States, there are some the segments which are very interesting, IT and financial segments. The United States is different in Japan in terms of that their population is increasing and their society is not aged yet. Their birth rate is still high. So without accepting immigrants, the Japanese population will decrease and the Japanese society will be aged even more and the birth rate will decline even more. So I think the U.S. market is also very interesting. Now, I would like to be a little bit more specific, but before that, I would like to mention the following thing. Namely, by forming and developing a financial ecosystem and focusing on customers, we make evolve financial conglomerate system. The enhancement of global finance-related contents, this is one of the keywords, and cross-industrial tie-up, this is another keyword, will further strengthen the company's strengths. Thus, we target at becoming the largest financial product distributors in Japan. As to the upcoming era of Asia, in addition to venture capital investment with overseas partners through joint venture funds, we will get profit overseas as well by transferring internet financial ecosystem created in Japan. So we have been told that the market is bad, the environment is bad, but all of us have to believe that the bottom was already hit. And this year is a new start, which should be made in a refreshed and energized manner. Now I'd like to give some specifics. First, we strengthened and expanded customer base through group companies' synergy effect and the completion of financial ecosystem. This is what we have to capitalize on. We established an extremely unique financial conglomerate from scratch over the past 10 years. Now, it is time to capitalize on mutual synergy and mutual evolution, and for that, we need a mechanism. Fortunately, this mechanism is already working. That's why our customer base is growing so rapidly. We started from scratch in 1999 from zero customer and 6.8 million customers in March 2008. 10 million in September 2009, and more than 10 million customers in December 2009. Because of this very strong customer base, Nifty and the Dow Jones came to us when they came up with this idea of the Japanese version of Wall Street. We are committed to increasing this number to 20 million, to 30 million. Another thing is the beauty of our products and services, which are extremely highly evaluated in the independent evaluation bodies. For example, number one in Oricon Net Securities CS ranking and best net securities firm in 09 November issue of Nikkei Trendy, or number one in Stock Research's Internet Set Net ranking. And also with Gomez, which is supposed to be announced today, we are also ranked number one. For the non-insurance operation, we are ranked number fourth in Oricon Automobile Insurance Customer Satisfaction Ranking. The breakdown is as follows. Number one, satisfaction for the premium, for services, and for number two, conveniency at the time of application. And the Shukan Diamond also ranked us number one in the issue of March 14th, 09 for the automobile premium insurance. And for SBI submission, number two in satisfaction survey in the sixth Nikkei Financial Institution ranking, or number one in Net Bank Lead Referral ranking, and also number one in terms of reasonable interest rate and commission, and the number of investment trust transactions in Arjun October. By increasing our customer bases, we can increase our business amount when there are customers which are satisfied with the services provided. One corporation will be interested in other group companies as well. And when that happens, I will happily retire to live in comfort. And as to the recognition in the marketplace, I have the following message. On a monthly basis, we use about 40 million yen for our activities of PR to raise our recognition. All in all, part of this PR cost is booked as the sales cost. And the group-wise and on an annual basis, well, of course, it depends on whether you take it on financial year or calendar year, but it is about 6.9 billion yen. That we use for PR and advertisement. And we are making efforts to reduce this number. But more importantly, we have to think about how to use it effectively so that we can raise our recognition. According to the survey in January 2010, 65.2% of the people said either know very well SBI Group or know it or have heard of it. It's a big change. Sometimes we put up posters on the wall of subway stations, and the TV commercials of our corporation will be renewed in April. So we continue to make efforts to raise our recognition of parent population to satisfy our customers, and so that the cross-selling between group companies will be accelerated. Number two, not only offering financial products and market function, we will enhance our global financial contents business to become the largest financial product distributor in Japan. Please look at this example. The services that we started on December 15th, the Japanese version of Wall Street Journal. It's only 1 month, so the page view numbers is only 1.5 million. It's not a big number. And the Twitter also added to our services from the end of December. So we are adding many new services, and we have a lot of ideas to grow the number steadily. We are talking about Wall Street Journal here. It is a rare case of successful charged online media, which is highly reputed in the United States with 120 years of history, with 86 cities which have editor's office and awarded Pulitzer Prize 33 times. It's a great company.
Out of approximately 200 articles, we carefully select articles to be provided as the digital contents. Due to time difference, information arrives here before the U.S., only after New Zealand, Japan will be the number two country to obtain the latest news in the Japanese language. Its timeliness is the key. Because of increased linkage of not only US-Japan, but Japan-China markets these days. It is beneficial to get update of the US market as soon as possible to be reflected in the market share prices. Such information inflow will become continuous. It is a great advantage from the investors' viewpoints. That is the value of timely distribution. Furthermore, think of a large number of the Japanese companies operating and manufacturing overseas. It is quite natural that these companies are keen to collect local information of China or Asia. That information must be reliable. Our digital contents are truly authentic and reliable. We have now become a provider of such valuable global financial contents. Our efforts do not end there. We are taking other measures as well. Attractive product offering, establishment of marketplace for enhanced transactions and quality information, equipped with all these three, we can surpass any competitions. Thirdly, expansion of real channel to ensure extended reach to our clients. Whenever I talk about establishment of real channel, people warn me that it will undermine efficiency. I firmly believe, however, that merger of NET and the real channel is essential to becoming the largest financial product distributor in Japan. That is why we have for quite some time promoted Money Plaza initiative. Today, SBI Securities possess 23 own branches nationwide and 76 face-to-face agent bases as at the 27th of January. On top of SBI financial shops, we provide a service function such as CPAs, tax accountants, and financial planners at such bases. At the same time, there are SBI Money Plaza and housing loan shops, totaling 49. Some of them are qualified brokerage service providers, and some are limited to housing loan business. Our plan is continue to expand this real channel and enrich the product lineup. Group-wide goal is to establish total 200 service locations, excluding duplication. Through this real channel network, we will be able to pride in the industry's best product and service offering. We indeed already acquired highest recognition in many areas. If there is any missing product at our Money Plaza, such as fire insurance, then we will sell the best fire insurance policy available in the market there. We provide the industry best product at our shop. This is our business model. In the past, it was common to sell only products of your own origination. It is no more the case, because I think originator and distributor are essentially different. In order to become the number one, that distributor must sell only the best products. That is the system we want to complete. Concerning the product we decide to originate, we will make it the top product in the industry. Otherwise, we will not originate. This is our policy. Next topic is promotion of a cross-industry alliance aiming at substantial growth of performance of new business. First, I'll touch upon card business, our headache, as mentioned earlier. We ended the third quarter with the operating loss of 700 million yen. In order to turn around, current issuance volume of 63,000 as at the end of December 2009 is far too small. I instructed its increase to 1 million by the end of March 2013. You may say it is just impossible. We have no choice but to make it possible. We have passed success track record of turning impossible to possible. What you need are good ideas and actions. First, I said, we should have a Visa license on top of Master brand, so we did. Next action is to enlarge the subscriber base so that its volume power can be leveraged. Prior to the issuance of SBI Visa card, we plan to launch Geo Visa card in June. We have been building a close relationship with Geo Group. I have great confidence in Geo and their support to our credit card business. By the time we start SBI Visa Card in October this year, we will have industry's best point program with the highest cashback rate in place. Point granted for all our services, whether it be securities, bank, or non-life insurance, will be subject to this cashback program with a staged rate from 0.5 to more than 2% maximum. Now, let me talk about a recommend service which uses the state-of-the-art internet technology to introduce and propose SBI Group products to GEO Visa card holders. On top of this, we will be participating in Ponta program. With our 10 million customer base, as I mentioned earlier, our contribution to Ponta is not small. Benefit of affiliation with Ponta will be bidirectional, because Ponta members will be referred to our group companies. SBI Geo Marketing is the joint venture we established on the 30th of last November. This company's mission is to serve as the command center of our card business to expedite growth. Their responsibilities will be broader than just card. Gear stores offer auto insurance of SBI Non-Life, including quotation and acceptance of application today. Starting this spring at Gear Shops, we will locate our SBI Money Plaza. Furthermore, they are studying possibility of doing brokerage service on behalf of SBI Securities. In this way, we are closely working with GEO to expand variety of service and product menu, which may include banking. Some words about Ponta. Affiliated companies include, among others, Mitsubishi Corporation, Lawson, GEO, and Showa Shell. Current membership is 20 million. Lawson's 10 million plus GEO's 10 million. Objective is to grow it to 30 million in 3 years after start of service. SBI with 10 million client base can be of great help then. Such a huge subscriber population means a lot for us if we succeed in linking it to our business. We need to come up with good, attractive products to accomplish this plan. Cross-industry alliance channel is achieved not only with GEO, but also with Gulliver and JAA. JAA is a well-established used car auction site operator. We set up a joint venture, SBI 70%, JAA 30%, called SBI Auto Support Inc., to provide financing service to the purchaser of the used car at auction. The number of registered dealer was 2,920 as at the 25th of January 2009. This number since the start of auto loan in July jumped. Auto loan is extended by our net bank. I will now update our overseas fund businesses centering on China and other Asian emerging markets. China by far enjoys the overwhelming top position in the number of IPOs and the value of fund raised, as shown here. China accounts for 41% of the whole world. China is indeed the engine of the growth. In this market, we have been quite active. You are familiar with New Horizon Fund. This fund will remain profitable for a while. In the fourth quarter and beyond, our estimate of distribution is about 8.4 billion yen. We must not forget New Horizon Capital No. 2 and No. 3 funds. Out of the 16 companies invested in the No. 2 fund, we made successful exit with 3 companies, and 7 companies are projected to follow suit either by way of IPO or M&A during this year or next year. There are many other venture capital funds I can refer to, such as Beijing University Fund and Tsinghua University Fund. We hear lots of good news from them, including plans or desire for IPO. Other markets where we invest are Vietnam, Taiwan, and India. Funds in pipeline include Hungarian, UAE's Masdar Fund, Russian and Malaysian funds. We thus are well prepared for the future. As the remaining area, there is Brunei, where closing is already scheduled. Indonesia is another important country, but regarding Indonesia, we haven't decided whether a fund scheme will be selected or not, but we hope to secure a foothold before too long. In another growth country, Brazil, we have started discussion with the selected local partner. We hope to see successful completion of Brazilian fund as soon as possible. Transfer of SBIH internet-based financial ecosystems to overseas is the next topic. My policy concerning development in emerging markets are as follows. First, establish private equity fund, followed by a bank. When banking business becomes stabilized, it is time to start security company and others. Depending on the situations, it may be better to introduce non-life insurance company after bank. Let's take an example of Vietnam, with very young population of 86 million. Young people who wish to buy an automobile account for majority of this population. Average age is between 20s and early 30s. Therefore, internet penetration rate is extremely high in such a country. That is why we decided to partner with the largest IT company there, FPT. We jointly formed a private equity fund. Then we made 20% investment in Tien Hon Bank, owned by FPT. Currently, we are negotiating equity investment in their brokerage firm in order to enable SBI Securities to handle Vietnamese shares. The question is, when is the best timing to make equity investment? Vietnam, with a population of 86 million, has only 49 banks. On the other hand, Japan's population is 127 million. How many banks do you think we have? 150 or 160. So 86 million population and 49 banks in Vietnam. Or may the number I just cited were wrong? 250 or 260. Anyway, there are too many here, while only 49 in Vietnam for 86 million people. It means that with sufficient capital, you can make a major bank. Indeed, in Cambodia, we founded Phnom Penh Commercial Bank. We did not use SBI in the name, but instead agreed to use the name of the capital for this new bank. Local people did not like this idea at first, but in the end, they gave in to our great relief. Creation of a bank indeed means a lot to us. Profitable performance is already achieved. In this young country, banking business can be powerful. In Russia, we already identified a partner, Metropole, with whom we have agreed to make 50% investment in their bank. Negotiation has entered the final stage to determine the specific amount of investment. Our initiative to grow from SBI of Japan to SBI of the world through our own internet-based financial ecosystems will be promoted relentlessly starting next year and onward. Last but not least, I will talk about our bio businesses and its promising future. At last, our bio business may start to burgeon next year. First one is SBI Biotech. Two separate drugs started phase 1 and phase 2 clinical trials respectively. We also have launched cable TV commercial of a supplement called Norsut Saru Nashi for hay fever patients made of medicinal herb since January the 21st. There is another much more promising drug under development by a company called SBI Ala Promo. It will be commercialized before too long. The other day, in a TV program called Yume no Tobira, or Door to Your Dream, Ala as cosmetics was introduced. The skin of 5 females dermatologically became rejuvenated by 1 to 10 years after application of Ala cream. Inquiry about Ala soared after the broadcast. The program also showed the scene of incredible recovery after a shot of Ala of a paralyzed mouse stricken with stroke, which also created sensation. If your hands are paralyzed, you can't lift them together. But Ala solved that problem. So Ala demonstrated using mouse its efficacy as stroke treatment drug. In Germany, it is approved and used as a perioperative diagnostic reagent. Brain tumor, if not completely removed by surgical operation, remaining cancer cells continue to proliferate, resulting in metastasis. ALA injection combined with light in a certain frequency range make tumor emit red light. It works with other types of cancer, such as bladder cancer and so forth. In Japan, too, Action started to seek drug approval because toxicological tests had already been completed. ALA, known as a supplement which may help improve physical condition, its key strength is anti-diabetic efficacy. It cannot be used as a drug, but only as a supplement at this point in time. Clinical tests have yet to be completed in 3 or 4 countries, if my memory is correct. When the expected efficacy is proven true as the result of these tests, then I would like to introduce this supplement in the Arab countries, the Middle East. In the Middle East, a diabetic is national affliction. Because of free health service, the governments are paying enormous medical costs on diabetic. If ALA proves to be an effective and cheaper anti-diabetic supplement, these governments may jump at it. Yes, it is all about what if and may, but I think it's nice to have a dream. It has many other applications and possibilities. Cosmetics products, including hand and facial cream, are already commercialized. Today the scale is limited, but there is a plan to make an aggressive promotion next year. Next year will be an exciting year. There is still another company where I place high expectation called Cook Pharmaceuticals. Our equity holding in this company is 24.87%. They have many interesting drugs. One example is a drug for acute renal failure, a post-organ transplant rejection preventive reagent. During phase 1 and 2 ongoing trials, Independent Data Safety Monitoring Committee issued recommendation to proceed to the next phase. Novartis have expressed keen interest in this drug. Next one is the medicine to treat ischemic optic neuropathy and glaucoma. Phase 1 and 2 clinical trials are scheduled to start by March 2010. The third one is the drug for AMD or age-related macular degeneration and DME, diabetic macular edema, which are both serious diseases of aged people. The company grants worldwide exclusive license of this drug to Pfizer, Inc. If the result of ongoing Phase 2A trial proves successful, Phase 3 test will follow. We expect conclusion reported by mid-February or beginning of March. They are truly promising and large-scale drug once commercialized. We may be able to expect total revenues reaching around 100 billion yen or so from these two eye drugs. Next company, Acucera, also develops optical drugs. The company was set up in San Francisco by a Japanese doctor. Our investment ratio is 26.34%. Product to be developed is a preventive drug for dry type AMD. In January last year, phase 2 clinical tests started. The company has a partnership agreement with Otsuka Pharmaceutical Company Limited to conduct joint development. I look forward to hearing positive results of their work. I think that our bio business will bloom at last in the spring of next year. I would like to end my presentation here. Thank you very much for listening to my one-sided talk. Now it's time for us to listen to you as much as time allows. We have people here responsible for different business, including Mr. Izutsu. We are now ready to answer your questions. We now open the discussion to the floor. Those who have questions, please raise your hand. When the microphone is given, kindly state your name and affiliation before asking question. May I ask you to limit your question to one at a time? Let me also remind you that questions and answers of this session will be later posted on our website. If you do not like it, please let us know beforehand. We are ready to take questions. Yes, please. I am Ono of Credit Suisse Securities. I'm afraid I have 4 questions. First, I would like to ask about asset management business or about domestic venture capital investment. There were 2 IPOs this year. Please tell me initial investment multiple of the company. Let us answer one by one. Mr. Nakagawa? I am Nakagawa. Let me answer your question. is your question about a Japanese company? In order to answer your question, we will have to disclose investment book value as well, which I'm afraid is impossible. Confidentiality agreement with some issuers prohibits us from disclosing each acquisition book value. It is because some stocks are purchased with one transaction, but others are bought with additional financing for the purpose of averaging. We cannot give you such details for each case. But in any case, I can assure you that basically we did not make any loss. Although we still hold some names, none of them have incurred losses. I'm sorry we cannot respond to your questions in details for these reasons. Next question, please. We recently heard the president of the TSE saying we may see a rise of IPO next year. Being the venture capital investor, what is your estimate of IPO potential of the coming year? I think Mr. Izutsu and Mr. Nakaga both can give you answers. We at SBI Securities conduct regular IPO diplomacy with companies. My feeling or observation from such relationship is that IPO next year will increase considerably compared with last year. Maybe considerably is too strong an expression. Having said that, the number won't be as many as 100 like some time ago, but will be in a range of 30 to 40 at most. This number is subject to change, of course, depending on corporate performance going forward. But this is my observation under the current situations based on diplomacy relationship. Let me comment from the perspective of the venture capital with active investment in unlisted stocks. As our CEO mentioned earlier, last year there was no IPO in our portfolio. But at the end of the third quarter just ended, there were 8 companies listed. Our full year forecast is total 12 IPOs at the end of March. As we have been constantly making investments, we see these numbers as statistically significant signs of recovery. We do not release the specific numbers in the financial results announcement, but as the CEO responsible for this business, I can identify some potential IPO candidates in our portfolio. For various reasons related to securities companies and market, we will not deny possibility of delay or error regarding such projection. Having said that, under the current situations, I think there will be minimum 10 exits next year and maybe more in the following year based on our internal data. This is a good indication of the recovery of IPO market in Japan as a whole. In our case, as mentioned earlier, we shall be facing a turning point thanks to our globalized investment portfolio. Recovery in Asian IPO markets is clearly accelerating, and as the result, we will be able to start harvesting sooner there. Foreign investors neglected Japanese market last year because of its poor valuation. Recently, some of them have started to come back, but risk premium level in the Japanese stock market is so low that people got fed up and rushed into emerging markets. Increasing number of Japanese companies with plans of IPO are starting to consider options of offering in the Kosdaq, Singapore, and Hong Kong. They are concerned about high costs related to JSOC's compliance and large preparation expenses to be incurred. Furthermore, we hear that discussion on the new Public Company Act started. Nowadays, Japanese companies have become increasingly sensitive to the surrounding environments. They sense that it is time they should go out. This is emerging attitude of some clients I talk with. Yes, please continue with the remaining 2 questions. Next question pertains to your housing and real estate business. Your performance of this business since the first quarter has been very impressive. Can we expect continuous quarterly growth going forward? Please explain about the driving factors during the past few quarters. Well, some of the existing assets recently began to generate profits, such as the properties we own in the US and the properties in Macau. This also applies to real estate related stocks. And with certain properties, we are now able to complete buy and sell transactions extremely quickly these days. It means the environment is beginning to change. Domestic market is not yet liquid enough for expensive properties. However, some move is observed for cheaper ones, including 20 to 30 million yen level apartment or flat. Our subsidiary company, SEM, for example, owns whole building or apartment with flats of such price range, and they too began to sell. So this is a proof of change. My last question. In the presentation, there was a statement about entering the new phase, which means that you will be reaping a harvest from successful growth. If so, how large in profit terms will the harvest be, and what is the timeline? Please give me some indication. This morning, we held a board meeting to finalize and approve our quarterly results. I told the attending members that the group's target of 100 billion yen operating income in the fiscal 2012 remains unchanged. I reconfirmed that their challenge is to achieve this target at the end of the year ending March 2013, very clearly. I told all the attending members about the importance of such commitment. We are determined to direct all our energies to accomplishing this task. Any other questions? No? Then I would like to close this meeting. Once again, thank you very much for coming.